But there is another interesting and somewhat sobering finding to this study, and something that we're reporting at this meeting for the first time, which is that the response data are flat. There is no difference in the response rate with or without Bev to chemotherapy, to the CAPOX subgroup, or to the FOLFOX subgroup. And this is true whether we look at the investigator-adjudicated responses or an independent review committee. So contrary to the findings in the ECOG 3200 study and in the AVF 2107, which is the Hurwitz study, in this particular trial, Bev did not confer a benefit in terms of response rate.
Interesting. I'm trying to think if there are other first-line Oxali or FOLFOX plus or minus Bev studies that are out there.
Really not. The only thing that we've had to look at previously are the so-called TREE studies. And those studies that Howard Hochster has presented at ASCO on several occasions started out as an evaluation of different oxaliplatin-based regimens. So it was a randomized phase two of FOLFOX versus CAPOX versus Howard's BFOL regimen, which is a bolus 5-FU leucovorin oxaliplatin. Then when bevacizumab became available, the study was redone as the TREE2 study, and now all three arms had Bev added to them. So there's no randomized comparison of Bev versus non-Bev in the TREE study.
But they sort of looked at it historically.
They looked
or
at
whatever,
it historically.
Consecutively.
Right. So you have a sequential comparison.
Right.
And I think that when that's all you got, you can look at it and try to make some approximations. But this is a much larger and head-to-head randomized study. And so I think this is the one we're going to have to look at. The ECOG 3200 study was, of course, a very large, well-done randomized trial. That study did show a response benefit. The responses were not adjudicated by independent radiology review, and the study was not placebo-controlled. I don't think that discounts it, but those are caveats that need to be considered. It was also second line, and it was 10 mg per kg as opposed to the study, which was 5 mg per kg. And whether any of these points are germane to the differences that are observed or not, we simply don't know.
Is it your sort of intuition that maybe the difference in terms of response rate or the fact that you didn't see that and hadn't been seen before has to do more of the way trials were set up, the way the trials were run, the types of people who got in, or do you think this is a real phenomenon?
I think it's a real phenomenon because this was a well-run study with good performance status patients, and it's the largest study that's been done addressing this question.